This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A majority of the members of the Minneapolis City Council say that they support disbanding the city's police department. It's an aggressive stance that comes just as the state has launched a civil rights investigation after George Floyd's death. 9 of the council's 12 members appeared with activists at a rally in the city park Sunday and vowed to end the department under the current system. The council president, Lisa Bender, said that she and other council members are committed to ending policing as we know it. Minnesota launched a civil rights investigation of the department last week, and the first concrete changes came Friday when the city agreed to ban chokeholds and neck restraints. A more complete remaking of the department is likely to unfold in the coming months. Former U.S. President Barack Obama says that failed police practices, inequality, and decades worth of anguish have fueled the nationwide protest following the recent deaths of unarmed black women and men, including George Floyd. He, along with his wife Michelle, delivered speeches during YouTube's Dear Class of 2020 virtual ceremony. The duo, along with a star-studded lineup, offered inspirational messages on the hopes of uplifting new graduates. Mitt Romney marched in a protest against police mistreatment of minorities in the nation's capital, making him the first Republican senator to do so. Romney, who represents the state of Utah, posted a tweet showing him wearing a mask as he walked with Black Lives Matter protesters in Washington, D.C. Sunday. Above the photo, he wrote Black Lives Matter. Romney was walking on with a Christian group, telling NBC News that he was needed there. This is VOA News.